take your barbecue. No, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Living in a barbecue.
Oh, that's right. We're getting ready to live in a barbecue world here in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's right. And, of course, we got the Blues Cruise going on right here in Greenwood, South Carolina this weekend. It's going to be a great time. Yesterday, we talked to some great artists that are going to be here. Today, we have even more great artists with us here today. We've got Norm Taylor actually on the line with us right now. We're going to have Swamp Pop Shelley and Lucky Man Beal during the show here. But right now, we have Norm Taylor. How you doing today, Norm Taylor?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I think I talked to you last year, and you're coming
back
again this year.
Yep, the second time back. This time I'm down with my trio, which we call ourselves Norm Taylor and Blue Soul.
Well, that's great. So, Norm, where are you from?
I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but I now live in New Jersey. I live in a town called Wallingboro, New Jersey.
In New Jersey, you're brave.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Reasons you don't even know.
I probably don't. I just see what I see on TV, so there you go.
I actually wrote a song about it. I play down there called Garden of the Blues. It was a funny story. I was starting to write a song about like a New Jersey blues, and then because a friend of mine had done one, and then it just took a different turn. So it was actually about something else, but it was inspired by New Jersey, so. There you go.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, Norm, how did you get into singing the blues?
Well, I've been singing pretty much since I was in a high chair, I guess. At least that's what my mother told me. And then I sing all kinds of things, from choral music to, you know, music in church, of course. And then I tried to, you know, when I was a kid, sing rock, but it was a little too high for me. All the rock singers when I was growing up were all tenors, so. They didn't have the baritone voices, so the blues lends itself to that. And I played guitar, you know, all kinds of different styles of guitar, and I landed on an acoustic blues because it just felt right. It felt like I always tell people, it's like, you know, you're at a party and you see that everybody's chasing after this one girl,
right.
And in the corner there's another girl who isn't really that loud or being noticed, but it's just as beautiful. So that's what it felt like, you know.
Well, that's pretty interesting description of it. So how long have you been singing the blues?
Professionally, I guess. Now, wow, that's a good question. I'm going to say probably about 7-8 years doing this kind of music professionally. I was playing with another guy before. I was, I was a keyboard player in the band. He was more like an Americana guy. And then I just start to slowly break out on my own, you know, like most people do, open mics and get little gigs here and there. Before you know it, I was opening for main artists like Guy Davis and Marsha Ball, opened for Chris Smithers. And I just opened for Trombone Shorty from New Orleans, young man from New Orleans. He's an amazing horn player. He's got an amazing band. I just opened for them in a place in Pennsylvania. So I've been fortunate in playing festivals like yours and other ones, so I've been blessed. I can't complain.
Well, that's terrific. I got to ask you a question. You know, the vision that I have, Trombone Shorty, is he short?
No, he's actually tall. I'm short. I'm probably like 5'7", 5'8", in that range.
Okay.
He's tall. Yeah, he's actually tall. He, I don't know why. He's great at both instruments, but I think he's better at trumpet. I guess trumpet shorty doesn't roll off too well. So.
Well, that's terrific. Well, you're going to be, let's see, Friday at the Art Center. You're doing the Blues and Brews. I'm telling you what, that's a good gig.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
That'll be going on 6 to 8. Beautiful venue there with the Art Center. And then Friday night, let's see, after that, looks like you get an hour break, and then you're down at T.W. Boone's from 9 to midnight.
Yep.
Great venue down there, too.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, I'm at the Uptown Sushi from 9 to 12.
Okay. We didn't have that on the list. So Saturday, was that?
I think it's on Waller Street, right?
Right. I know where Uptown Sushi is, but what time are you going to be there?
Oh, I'm going to be there 9 to 12.
9 o'clock. So you're going to be busy every night of the cruise here.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty cool. Now, we're going to actually be doing a blues crawl live on the radio, so I'll try to catch up with you maybe at T.W. Boone's before you go on the air, 9 o'clock at T.W. Boone's, because we're going to be all over uptown catching all the artists and playing some of your music live on the radio and encouraging people to get out and come see each of the artists right here in Greenwood.
Did you get my CD?
Yes, we got your CD. I picked out two songs. I was trying to scroll through it and see what I liked here. I want you to tell me which one of these two would be the best one, because I picked out two. I have a dog named Gracie, so I had to pick out Grace Walking.
Okay.
And the other one I picked out was Beautiful You. So what would be the best one of those two to play?
Beautiful You, I think, is a strong one. Now, View for You isn't that bluesy, but neither is Grace Walking. That album is kind of a blues and a soul album. But yeah, Beautiful You, I think it's a good strong song. Yeah.
Well, what's it about? Go ahead and introduce it. I'll play it, and I'll say thank you for giving us a call here today.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Yeah, it's about I have two people in my life who couldn't see the beauty in their own lives, and sometimes it's important for us to be able to see the beauty of people even when they can't see it. We have to hold it for them. So that's what it's about, us seeing it.
That's the song you wrote, correct?
That's the song I wrote. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Norm Taylor, thanks so much for calling us on WCRS. We appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Blues and Brews Friday night, 6 to 8.
I'll be looking for you over at Boone's.
Okay, we'll be looking for you, too. Thanks so much for calling, Norm.
All right, thank you.
God bless. Have a safe trip down here.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's hear it. Norm Taylor, Beautiful You. Beautiful You by Norm Taylor. Hey, he said that was more of one of his soul songs, but he's got lots of blues. And, of course, we're going to be singing the blues, playing the blues, eating a little barbecue right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, right up there in Uptown Greenwood, Friday, Saturday. Oodles of venues. great barbecue. Make sure you make plans to be there this weekend. Hey, I tell you what, let's take a quick word from our sponsors. Andy, let's take a short commercial break, because I do believe we must have Swamp Pop Shelly on the air with us. Don't you go away.
Happy days, the weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
We're living, living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me to.
That's the question. How much barbecue can you eat? How much of a fill can you get this weekend? It's going to be real exciting uptown Greenwood. We're going to be eating barbecue. We're going to be singing the blues. We may even be crying the blues. But one thing is for sure, we've got a great lineup of artists coming to town for this weekend. One of them is a new gal on the block. In fact, she's going to be appearing with Shrimp City Slim, a.k.a. Gary Irwin. And her name is Swamp Pop Shelly, and she's on the air with us right now. How you doing, Swamp Pop?
Hey, Ann. I'm doing very well, thank you.
That's quite a name. How'd you get the name Swamp Pop?
Oh, you know, I can blame that one on my dear friend Gary Irwin. I met Gary here in Charleston back in November, and he was actually playing music at a private party, and I happened to get up there to do a couple of tunes, and when he learned that I was from Rain, Louisiana, he asked me if I knew what Swamp Pop was, and I was like, are you kidding me? I grew up listening to that. Of course I know what Swamp Pop is. So from there on, he started calling me Swamp Pop Shelly. So there you have it.
So for those of you that don't know, what is Swamp Pop?
Swamp Pop is, it's a genre of music from South Louisiana. It combines New Orleans-style rhythm and blues, a little bit of country and western, and a little bit of Cajun and black Creole music. So it's just a beautiful mixture of all of these sounds, and it was popular down in South Louisiana in the late 50s and through the mid-60s. So it's right on the edge of the rock and roll era. So it was kind of that transition from the Cajuns starting to break out from their traditional Cajun French music and starting to venture out and do a little more in the rock and roll scene. So it really is a very unusual genre, but it's one that gets your toes tapping, and it makes your heart think about things too, because it's full of love songs and ballads and good old rock and roll music. So fun stuff.
Well, that sounds great. You know, I was looking over your list of artists, of legendary talents, we should say, that you admire. It's quite an eclectic group. Janis Joplin, Patsy Cline, Linda Ronstadt, Fleetwood Mac, Bonnie Raitt, Alison Krauss, the Indigo Girls. I tell you what.
Can't get any better than that, huh?
I don't think so.
No. They have all been very inspiring to me. So there are so many good singers and good musicians out there, and it's a great opportunity for me to be able to be a part of this event, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, I understand that you've been, you actually fronted your first Cajun band, country band, when you were 12?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah, I started, my parents put me in guitar lessons when I was 10, and not long after starting that, I was in a Cajun French music band for about a year. And then I shortly thereafter, when I was 12, my parents helped me to put together my own country band, and I had that probably for about 8 years, I guess. So, while kids were out riding the boulevard on Saturday nights, I was out playing gigs and having a good time. So it was a great, great way to grow up, and it was a lot of fun. So.
Absolutely. Now, let's see, I understand you got into sailing here. That's another story we got. But Where did you go to school, or did you go on and plan a different career and just happen to fall into this one?
Yeah, the sailing is my husband's fault. When I met Dave, my husband's a lifelong sailor, and I had never been on a sailboat in my life. Having grown up in South Louisiana, you know, right in the middle of the rice field, there are no sailboats there. So when I met him, I met Dave when I moved to Houston, and he introduced me to the wonderful sport of sailing, and I've been hooked ever since. And my husband and I actually live on our sailboat, and we race, and we sail to different places, and we have a good time. So that, too, is something that I'm fortunate to be a part of.
Well, that makes it convenient when your sailing vessel is also your home. When you get tired of it, you can just take off, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, all you have to do is there's five lines to throw off the boat, and you can take off and go wherever. So, but it's an unusual lifestyle, but it's a very good one for us.
So that's cool. Now, your husband, I guess, is chief of anesthesiology, right?
Yes, he works over at the VA. Dave has done a wonderful job here at the VA hospital in Charleston. It's one of the top hospitals in the country, providing health care to the veterans. And he has played a key role here in running the ORs and as medical director here. And he loves his job and really enjoys providing that service to the veterans. And he's also a professor at the med school here, and he loves teaching. So that's part of his career as well.
That's a good stable income, sounds like to me.
It's a good thing because, you know, musician lifestyle, it's one with ups and downs. So one of us has to have a real job.
That's what I was thinking. Well, that's great. Please thank him from us up here for doing his job down there. I'm very passionate about our veterans, so I'm glad they're getting good care down there.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. But you're going to come up here. You actually are going to be up here Thursday. You're going to be live after 5 Thursday with Shrimp City Slim. And
yep.
That will be, I guess, your first introduction so we can get to hear all about how you play, how you sing. And
yep.
Then Friday night you're also going to be at Polo's with Shrimp City Slim from 9 until midnight.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
And I think that's going to be pretty darn exciting. I think people are really going to be in for a treat. I wish we had some of your music, but I don't think I have anything that you've done on here with us.
Yeah, we're working on that. So next year we'll have something for you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good because and Friday night we're going to be doing a blues crawl. We're going to be crawling all over on the radio, crawling all over Uptown, and we'll make sure to come by and see you Friday night for sure before you go on the air at Polo's with Shrimp City Slim.
That'll be great. Thank you.
That's right. So we look forward to hearing this exciting new Swamp Pop Shelly with Shrimp City Slim backing it up. That's quite a combination, Shrimp City Slim and Swamp Pop Shelly.
Yeah. Try to say that after having a few and getting a little
bottles. I'll bet you don't drink and sing.
I don't. No, and that's exactly why. Not a good combination for me.
Well, that's great. Listen, we'll look forward to seeing you, Shelly, and congratulations on being part of the Blues Cruise this year.
Thank you so much, Ann, and thank you for what you do with supporting the Blues. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we are right here getting ready to hear from our third guest, which will be Lucky Man Beal. He'll be calling in around 4:35. Right now, it is about time for the news. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we are having a good time here. Looks like we're going to have some good music coming up for you, so I certainly hope you're going to stay right here on WCRS. You know, yesterday all our guests were kind of mixed up in calling in, and today they're right on time. So stay tuned with us right after the news. We'll be back with Lucky Man Beal right here on WCRS.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Little okay, said no place, all along, cause it didn't get a okay. Long come to this, sniffing on the food, looks right down his nose, ain't you okay? Said he got himself a chicken bone, that was said, all along, okay. Okay, okay. All alone, lonely home, great big place. Okay, okay. All alone, lonely, don't think get hay. Moon and star, twinkle in the sky, can't get a warm new fire. Milk and popcorn, can't hardly see. Ate the corn, drank the tea, okay. Drop it on, head from two. Ain't nobody care about you, okay. Okay, okay. All along, lonely on a great big place. Okay, okay. All along, lonely don't think it ain't.
I have him on the phone with us. How you doing, Lucky Man Bill?
I'm doing good. Is this Ann?
Yes, it is.
How you been for the last year?
I've been pretty good. How about you?
I ain't complaining one little bit.
I wouldn't do you any good because nobody would listen to you anyways, would they?
Oh, maybe somebody would, but they'd be foolish.
Well, that sounds great. So how you been doing this last year?
I've been doing real good. Doing some of these blues festivals courtesy of Mr. Shrimp City Slam.
Yes.
And who is doing a hell of a job of, you know, getting things cooking with the blues music.
Yep.
And, you know, just been honky-tonking a little bit.
Well, that sounds great. So you're coming back again this year. What do you think about coming back to Greenwood this year?
I had a ball last year, let me put it that way. Because, you know, the crowds were so festive. They were just ready to, you know, have a really good time, and crisscrossing back and forth across the street and saying hello to folks I had never seen or saying hello to folks I hadn't seen for a while, you know, which is cool, you know, and that's the cool thing about it is you can run around and catch a whole bunch of shows without driving hundreds of miles and spending millions of dollars, you know.
Absolutely.
And maybe eat some good food and drink some good liquor, whatnot, while you're at it, you know.
Might as well take advantage of all the vices while you're in town.
Why not?
Why not? That sounds great.
I mean, you know, and you know, plus, I heard a rumor there was barbecue, but last year, you know, I struggled to actually find one that was open during the times I was looking.
I understand. Well, this year, let's see, you're playing Friday and Saturday nights at the Mill House from 9 to midnight. So if you can eat before on Friday night, maybe you can get some great barbecue.
Yeah, but then there's a problem with that. You know, then I might be burping while I'm singing.
Well, wouldn't that go right along with what you do?
Now, you know.
Any man that can write a song about hoe cakes and tattoo girls and stomping like a zombie.
Yeah, motorcycle boots, a bag bazaar, a lot of lipstick, and a tattooed tear. Yes, something like a zombie.
So how did
I could tell you the story about that, but I won't.
Why, is it something we can't talk about on the radio?
Oh, it was just a, shall we say, it was an inspired piece of imagination, and the inspiration was well described in that part of the song.
I see, okay. Well, you had this your CD out here, Lawrence Lucky Man Beale, the Huntsville Sessions. How did you feel about that CD?
I feel really, really good about that CD. I was going to cut it in South Carolina, but I couldn't line up the cats that I wanted. So, you know, I had lived in Alabama for quite some time, not recently, but you know. Anyway, I knew a bunch of cats down there in a good studio, and I had a ball cutting it, and 99%, well, okay, 90% came out just the way I wanted. And the other 10% I figured would be an excuse not to get it done, so I let it go.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. Now, just for the record, you've been actually on your own since you were 15, right?
Yes, that is the truth.
Yeah. And have you settled down in any one place, or are you still moving around all the time?
Oh, thank God. I think I'm really settled down in South Carolina here. I got a great wife. I got a really cool piece of property with, you know, we got some fig trees on it, and we got a big old vegetable garden, and we got half a dozen chickens and three cats. And I'll tell you what, moving will be probably take a lot more than I would like to invest.
Oh, okay. So,
in other words, that sounds too much like work to move now.
Well, that's great. Where do you actually live?
Lexington.
Lexington. Oh, so you're not very far away from us at all.
I'll tell you what, at midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
seems like a long way.
Absolutely.
But in actuality, it's only, I think, 62 miles or something.
That sounds great. So I guess, do you work a lot in the Lexington area?
Hardly at all.
Hardly at all?
I'm not sure exactly why. But I just haven't ever even begun to get a foothold in Lexington. You know, I can't speak for every kind of genre, but I'll tell you, you talk to most of the blues guys or women, men, women, blues artists, and we do a lot of traveling.
Right.
You know, it's usually regional until you get to be mega, but nonetheless, you can travel a whole lot regionally.
Yes.
Savannah, Alabama, Huntsville, some in Georgia, down in Charleston is basically where I've been bouncing around for the last couple of years.
That sounds good. You maybe we just need to open up some more avenues for the blues, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's probably it. So, yeah. You know, I've got a song here. You gave me three great selections, but I kind of like, She Make a Bulldog Break His Chain.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us a little bit about that one, and then I'm going to play that one, and we will look forward to seeing you Friday and Saturday nights. We're doing a blues crawl Friday night. I'll be on the radio checking out all the different venues. You're going to be at Mill House 9 to midnight. I hope I get by to see you, and we'll be able to talk to you some more on the radio.
I hope you do, because I missed you last year.
I know we did.
But
so,
anyway.
Tell us about... She make a bulldog break his chain.
Well, you know how you get a songwriter's attention in Nashville?
How?
Waiter.
Waiter?
That's just to make the point, as a musician, you know, any kind of artist, I guess, is familiar with the syndrome of having to do lots of different jobs that's really not your career orientation.
Correct.
So at this one point in my career's orientation, I was doing a lot of mowing the grass, okay?
Okay.
And one day I pulled up in front of this place, and you know, they had the horses and the white fence and everything. They had a big old lawn to cut every week, and the gas man was there. He was an old white guy. He was really red, probably about 60 pounds overweight, you know, and it was one of those real, real, real hot days, and he was wiping the sweat off his brow, and I said, "All right, now, how's the gas company doing today?" He said, "Lord, it's hot." I said, "Yeah, it sure is." He says, "How long you been working here?" I said, "Oh, it's been a couple years, I guess." And he says, "Then you seen her?" And I didn't have to ask him what he was talking about, because there was a gal there, and she would always go in when the help got there, you know, but she was perfect.
Perfect?
And she'd be suntanning herself down there by the swimming pool and everything, and she'd get one of those harumphy looks on her face as she went in the house, you know. And I said, "Yeah, I've seen her." And he goes, and he's dabbing the sweat off his brow, and he goes, "Lord, she make a bulldog break his chin." I said, "Ain't that a fact?" I went back to the truck. I got a little piece of paper out, and I underlined "chin" a couple times so I'd remember how he said it, you know?
Right.
And then, I don't know, a couple weeks later, I sat down and wrote a song.
Well, it's a doozy, and it's a great one, and I'm going to play that. I'm going to say thank you for calling us, Lucky Man Beale. We'll see you Friday, Saturday night, Mills House at 9 to midnight. Thanks for coming and talking to us on the radio.
Thank you so much, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you. And
right.
Everybody else out there in radio land that's sure to come now that they're going to hear she make a bulldog break his. All right.
Thank you so much.
There's a young girl always on my mind. I can't quit thinking about it. She's just so fine. She makes the clouds in the sky forget about the rain. Like a heart might stop crying, forget about the pain. Lord knows she makes a bulldog break his spine. I've always been a drifter, I just roam around the town. I never had a guy make me want to settle down. But that for a rainbow, fortune and fame. When I quit the rambling, and I ain't stay. Cause Lord knows, they make a bulldog break his side. Fight, both using knives, cutting and stab, a man's lost a life. Fighting over a girl, I didn't catch her name. The dying man called out, I heard him say, he said, "Lord, no," said, "make her fall down, right here, try." There's a young girl always on my mind. I can't quit thinking about it. She's just so fine. Makes the clouds in the sky forget about the rain. Make a heart might stop crying, forget about the pain. And Lord knows, they make her bulldog break its spine. That's right. that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She make a bulldog break his chain. That's right. Lucky Lawrence Beal right here. Lucky Man Beal right here on WCRS. Hey, he is going to be playing the blues right there at the Mill House Pizza, right? Mill House Pizza House, 9 to midnight, Friday night and Saturday night. So you got to make sure you check him out. Part of our reason for doing these shows during the week before the blues, hey, is to let you know all about it. But number two is so you'll know which shows you definitely want to check out. So you got to keep listening right here on WCRS. Right now, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. I'll be back. Maybe I'll play a little music from yesterday. Maybe I'll play a little music from today. But I certainly hope you'll stay right with us right here on WCRS.
Ready to race to you. These days are on.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
So long, hard for me to give up. A patient lead to the doctor.
That's right. I'm right back here with you, 4:55 in the afternoon, clouding up out there. Let me tell you, it's been a pretty beautiful day all day long, but right now we do have clouds coming in. Right now here in Greenwood, looks like it is 89 degrees out there, they say it feels like 95 out there. And what do we got going on here this afternoon, this evening, going into this evening? Looks like variable clouds with some thunderstorms, especially early. A few storms may be severe, low around 68 degrees tonight. Whew, that's definitely a break from the heat wave we were having. Chance of rain, 60%. Tomorrow we're looking for scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, high around 85. Chance of rain, again, 60%. And tomorrow night, variable cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, low of 67. What are we looking for going into the weekend? Well, it looks like Thursday after Thursday, scattered thunderstorms, but some sunny skies, too. High of 85, low of 69, 50% chance of rain. Friday, looks like we may get a few scattered showers, 85 with the high, 70 of the low. And Saturday, high of 87, low of 70. Again, a scattered thunderstorm may appear. But, hey, you remember last year. Remember last year when all of a sudden, I think it was 8:30, 9 o'clock, we had that downpour and everybody was out in the streets and all of a sudden everybody was running for cover? Didn't stop the music, though. We still had a great time out there, and I certainly hope just maybe bring a small umbrella with you or a rain poncho, but get out there and enjoy the music, enjoy the food. It's going to be fabulous, the 12th annual Festival of Discovery. Can we believe it? Started back in the year 2000, and here it is, the 12th year, and, of course, big festival and a noted festival signed off by the governor, Governor Nikki Haley. So how about that? Make sure that you make plans to be there for all the things going on, from the hot dog eating contest to tasting all the different barbecues to the rides. And don't forget the craft show. We're having a craft show on Saturday, one day only. They'll be bringing in some really unique and different items for the craft show. So make it a whole day. Make it a whole 2 days. In fact, it actually starts Thursday evening with Live After 5, with Shrimp City Slim and Swamp Pop Shelly. What a name, Swamp Pop Shelly. Can't wait to hear her. That'll be going on from 5:30 to 6:30. And then Friday night, they'll be playing at Polo's from 9 until midnight. So great music. You've heard it all right here on WCRS. And, of course, we're going to be bringing it all to you with the Blues Crawl. That's right. So I've got just a little final details to work out. But, oh, gosh, Friday night, we're going to be all over Uptown Greenwood bringing you live reports, talking to the artists, playing some of their music. We've got quite an array of music that the different artists have given to us. So we'll be playing their music, talking to them, talking to the man on the street and the woman on the street, asking them how they're enjoying this fabulous event. It's all coming up this weekend. So if you've got some dues that you owe to somebody, maybe you've gone and visited them and you've said, gosh, we got to do something, this will be a great weekend to invite family and friends right here to Greenwood to be part of the 12th Annual Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Hey, you know, I broadcast live right here from Sharp Facets Gallery, and we'll be back. We'll be here till 6 o'clock tonight, and, of course, tomorrow, opening at 10 o'clock, and, of course, the I Love Ann Show, 8 to 10. Hey, by the way, don't miss out. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling in at 8:35 tomorrow morning, so make sure you tune us in, hear what he has to say about all the things going on in government. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS right here in Greenwood. News is up. I'll be back. But not today. I got some important business to take care of, so we're going to turn it over to a little timeless cool. But I'll be back tomorrow morning. Don't you go away.
Where he talked about rebuilding the middle class.
Our goal is to put people back to work, but it's also